Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian Podcast Directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, cause we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
And it's a spring welcome to episode 304 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 6th of September 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on Facebook / Tech Webcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Jennifer, Steve, and myself, Andrew. And our special guest today is Christina Wagner from the No Limits Radio Show, all the way over in Scottsdale, Arizona. G'day, Brad. How you
G'day,
doing?
G'day, Andrew. How's your week been, mate? Great day today, by the way.
Pretty good. Keeping busy as always. So it's it's just another week.
Good stuff, mate. And I've been hanging out with the Astra Awards on Twitter the other day, mate.
Yep, I saw that, Brad. I saw that you've been right up with the Astra and the Foxtel things happening this week. So I think you'll probably run us through that later on.
We'll do.
Really, yep. Happy to hear about that.
Okay, good stuff. And how's the up going? Your up going? Rewind.
Yeah, good. pretty good week actually with the app, and saw a lot of new users come on, particularly in China.
Okay.
Surprisingly,
cool.
We've had a real bust down in China, so that's quite interesting. But no, it's been a good week, and we're working through a whole lot of user feedback and stuff.
Nice.
So very busy.
Good stuff. Okay. Let's go to Jody. Welcome back, Jody. How's your week been?
Oh, my week has been swell, Brad. It's a good week. We're ending the summer. Kids are going back to school here in New Jersey. So much traffic.
All right. Cool. All right. Jennifer, welcome back. How are you? How's your week been?
Hi. My week has been, I'll take this from Jody, super swell. Super swell. And it has actually, it's been a really busy week. It's been a lot of fun tech-wise. There's been a lot of tech news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some anything favorite at all? What's your favorite news item that you've seen?
I've been pretty excited about the phone announcement since I work in the wireless industry for my main job,
Okay.
So Samsung had some big announcements. Motorola had some really cool announcements that happened at 1 a.m. this morning in India. So nice, cool products coming on next week. My gosh.
What about the iPhone 6?
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I cannot wait.
I cannot wait
until Tuesday.
I can't wait either.
Are you going to be up in the middle of the night to watch?
I will be watching.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Andrew, will you be watching?
The night for him?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
3 a.m. I think for us. I won't be watching. I will have a look at it the following day with lunch and a coffee.
Yeah. Steve, how are you, mate? Welcome back.
Oh, pretty good. There's a lot of stuff been released. Samsung, Motorola, just like Jennifer said.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm waiting for the Apple announcements.
What's your prediction, Steve? What do you reckon they will announce there?
Oh, geez, there's just been so many rumors. Oh, supposedly an iWatch, maybe, of course, the iPhone 6, two different sizes. And I think they're going to be coming out with their payment system, too, which is going to be interesting.
And also, I reckon they'll release an update for the Apple TV, too, I've seen as well.
They're also talking about a bigger iPad.
Yeah, bigger iPad, which I won't be buying.
No, I don't see the point in that. That one's got me.
Too big. And someone actually saying about the apps as well. How would they make the apps on that big size iPad, Andrew?
Yeah, it's a good point. I actually had a chat to a couple of my guys on the team this week, and one of them said that the bigger iPad will be great for designers and people like that. So yeah, they might move from a Wacom tablet to an iPad. And that is correct. But I wouldn't have thought that that's a big enough market to justify, you know, an entire product through Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'll have to wait and see. Are you looking forward to the iPhone 6, Andrew?
I am actually looking more forward to the iWatch than the iPhone 6.
Oh, really?
6, to be perfect. Yeah. I'm reading a lot about what they're doing and where they're going with it. This thing, from what I can see, is not just going to be another techno gadget, you know, fun sort of slim. It's actually going to be a sophisticated timepiece.
Okay.
Which you would not have expected those words to be, you know, with an iWatch per se. But from what I've been reading, from what I've been reading, it's going to be...
Can the glasses sophisticated?
Time travel. It's going to be time travel.
No, next week you'll be like, Andrew called this thing a sophisticated time piece. Damn, he was on. It's going to be a really interesting device. It's not just going to be a fun, corny plastic gadget.
Oh, yeah, great. Definitely.
And I've had a chat to a good friend, Vincent, who is a show favorite from Vintuitive, and I won't spill the beans, but he has some really in-depth understanding of where Apple is going with wearables, and I believe he has a blog post which should be coming out in the next week or so.
Okay.
Keep posted for that.
All right, we'll do. Yeah, he's been following that sort of stuff for a while now, and I think he's pretty keen.
He's got some real opinions that he's gathered up, and I was chatting to him about him the other day, and some really interesting things.
Mm-hmm. All right, JD, what about you? How much reckon it'll be this watch, reckon, Andrew?
It has to be sub-500. That's what they're talking.
Really?
Yep, for around the 400 mark, but it's all speculation, obviously.
Oh, I won't be paying that money, bad money, for a watch.
Well, I'd be surprised.
Well, I've already got a watch. I'll get the iPhone 6 instead.
Yeah, I've got a watch.
I've got a G-Shock watch.
Did you buy it from the service station?
No, I bought it from Amazon. It's a G-Shock watch, mate. Craig Ship sent it to me.
I've got a Tissot, and I'm looking at buying one.
You are?
Yeah, I've got a Tissot, a Swiss watch, and I'm looking at buying an iWatch as soon as it comes out.
So you're going to get an iWatch and an iPhone 6?
Depends how deep my pockets are, Brad.
They even said, Switzerland better watch out when they release the new iWatch. That's what they said. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe the watch will be okay. What about you, Jody?
Yes.
Are you going to buy one?
I want all of it.
Yeah.
I want all of it, but I agree with Andrew's statement. It depends how deep my pockets are going to be. It's not cheap.
No, they're not cheap at all. No.
You know, I think I'm just about ready for an upgrade.
What about for your phone?
Well, yeah. So what I did was I have two phones, actually, and one of them is always the next one to be updated. So isn't that sick? It's a sickness when you have to have two phones.
Great.
So you can always have the latest one.
I understand all too well.
How many do you have, Jen?
I have a lot, but no, I have two that are personally my own, and I do the same thing every year. I, you know, flip-flop them and upgrade, you know, so.
How many phones do you have, Jennifer, altogether?
Right now in my possession, there's probably 7.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
You have to take your shoes off to count, okay?
but two of them are the ones I use mainly. But I would love to get an iWatch and wear it alongside my Android Wear, you know, my LG G watch, and wear one on each arm and really measure the difference between them and see which one is more usable and which one I like better and which one is more accurate and all that. So be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to see your analysis of that, Jen.
I need to get one first. Hopefully I can, It all depends on how deep the pockets are, exactly. So,
The talk is that all of the other manufacturers are rushing to present their watches before the launch next week because they're scared that after launch, if the iWatch is as good as that, you know, they're saying, it's going to be pointless launching a subpar product, you know, 2 weeks after.
Yep.
You're right, and people will wait until next year.
There's always going to be people who cannot afford it and who will accept something that's not quite up to what it is.
It's a good point, but it's interesting. Like, all these people out there are going, you know, oh, Apple, what a stupid company. You know, since Steve Jobs isn't there, they've got no idea what they're doing. There's no roadmap. But then as soon as they say, well, we might release an iWatch, everyone's scrambling to put it to market. Yeah. So it's like, well, hang on, are they useless or not?
Yeah.
We know they're not. We know they're not. They have good technology. I mean, actually, great technology.
Yeah, but, Apple's great. I love Apple. They make great products. It's real, all good design.
Only took us 10 minutes to get into the Apple love in this
what?
Week.
Yeah, definitely. Christina, what about you? What's your view on all this? Are you going to get the new iPhone or...
You know, as I'm listening to this, I'm wondering why you had me on the show, because I am not the tech geek. I still have the iPhone 4, and I like it. It works for me. I don't know. Is this – let's listen to the outdated, out-of-touch technology person.
So 2 years ago – no, just kidding. That's mm-hmm. fine.
But it works for me.
It works. Yeah, exactly. If it works, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's get into some news then, Jody, and
And Jen,
you'll get into some news. Here we go.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
In the news, coming from gizmodo.com.au, we have new Foxtel pricing. A subscription TV service is finally getting cheaper, which makes it better for binge watching. So, you know, you can't compete with free when it comes to content, and Aussies have already shown that they're prepared to steal it before they'll pay for it. So in a bid to shift the tide, Foxtel is finally making its pay TV packages cheaper. Foxtel has redone its package options, and it has dropped the basic price for the basic package to $25 per month. And it starts with an entertainment package, which features channels like Lifestyle, Fox 8, MTV, BBC, UK TV, Arena, Sky News, and Sky News Business. And from there, you can bolt on additional packages, such as their sports package, known as their crown jewel. It costs $25 extra per month, which gives you 6 Fox Sports channels and 2 ESPN channels, along with Fox Footy and Eurosport. They also have an Entertainment Plus, extra $10 a month. It includes channels like comedy, sci-fi, style, TLC, E, A&E, food, lifestyle home, and lifestyle you. They have a movies channel, $20 extra a month, which bundles in 9 different genre-specific movie channels. They have a kids package for $10 a month, a drama tier as well for $20 a month. And for HD, it's going to cost you an extra $10 a month. So if you want every package that they offer, including HD, Foxtel will bundle it all up for you for only $134 a month. But the nice thing is that you can really pick and choose what kind of offers and packages you want and customize it to meet your needs. And over to you, Jody.
Woohoo! Well, September 9th. That is the day. September 9th. I can't wait. It's my girlfriend Heather's birthday. No, no, wait. It is Heather's birthday, but it's also the day that Apple is going to have a live stream of their reveal of what the new products are. If you're interested, September 9th, 10 a.m. Pacific time, you'll be able to tune in and watch the live stream, or you can, if you don't have the opportunity to watch because you're at work, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning for some of you, you can always watch the live blogging, which will be on TechCrunch, and I believe Mashable also has it. Typically, Apple's been providing live video feeds of its events alongside the invitations for select members of the press to attend in person, and this means that people can watch as long as the announcements are made. However, as usual, Apple requires a little bit of a specific setup, and that setup favors those of us who have a Mac, yeehaw, an iOS device, or an Apple TV. Anyone else? Well, you can cozy up with somebody who has a Mac, or you might be able to catch it, but it may not be as easy for you as it is for Mac users. So September 9th, we got the countdown going, and hopefully we'll be seeing a new iPhone 6, possibly in 2 different sizes, an Apple wearable, possibly a watch, and also possibly a new iPad Air and perhaps some other surprises. So stay tuned. Back to you, Jen.
And still in Apple news, the story is coming from MacRumors.com. So according to the Wall Street Journal, they're saying that they are pointing towards a curved OLED screen for Apple's upcoming iWatch. And the New York Times also released several details about the wearable device, suggesting that it will have a flexible display and wireless charging capabilities. So past rumors, and echoing these past rumors, the New York Times also said that the iWatch will come in two separate sizes. It's going to focus on health and fitness and mobile computing tasks, and it will allow people to make purchases with included NFC support. Its flexible display is described as, quote, unique, and Apple is said to have settled on wireless charging after a failed experiment with solar charging. And let me quote this here. It has a flexible display panel that is protected by a cover composed of sapphire, a type of tougher glass, they said. The device's circuit board, which includes sensors and chips, was described as tiny, about the size of a postage stamp. For replenishing the battery, the smartwatch will rely on a wireless charging method. Apple had at one point tested solar charging for the watch, but it had failed. So these rumors are going to lead to an exciting product. Now, the rumor also says that Apple's device, though they might announce it, the iWatch, on September 9th, will not be available for purchase until 2015. And back to you, Jody.
Yeah, it's interesting because Citizen has a watch. It's called an EcoDrive, and that one is solar charged. And it's surprising that Citizen is able to do it and Apple can't.
That is strange.
I know. And this isn't like a new technology. It's been around for a number of years. But in any case, it's a little bit of a dark cloud over iCloud. There, you might have seen in the news, probably more than you expected to see, there was a naked celebrity photo hack. Now, for those of us who prefer not to store our naked photos on the iCloud, probably wasn't a big deal. For those who do, they were probably very concerned. But after 40 hours of investigation, Apple said that these celebrity accounts were compromised by a very targeted attack on those usernames, their passwords, and security questions. So again, it was very targeted. None of the cases that they investigated resulted from a breach in any of Apple's systems, including iCloud or Find My iPhone. They're continuing to work with law enforcement to help identify the criminals. But for a while there were some pretty naked pictures out there. Fortunately, none of them were mine or yours, Jen, that I know of.
Thank goodness.
Back to you.
All right. Well, this next story is coming from the Australian.com.au, and they're talking about tech companies. They actually drafted plans to scrub the web after a grisly video showing the beheading of an American journalist by Islamic State militants, and implemented them this week after a second killing, a Silicon Valley insider said. And the video showing the death of James Foley last month ricocheted through social networks in what feared was a propaganda coup for the extremist. And the tech official said a YouTube video showing another beheading of an American journalist, Mr. Stephen Sotloff, was deleted, slowing the speed of posting links to it. According to terms of service for many social media companies, the posting of threats and gratuitously. Violent content. Yeah, it actually is caused. So when the people post unsuitable content or any type of threats, this violent content, it is cause for suspension. So the official, who spoke only on the condition of anonymity because companies were grappling with increasing pressure to impose more censorship on the web, would not say whether the developments came at the request of governments or ordinary users. But after Foley's death, to quote, platforms were better prepared for this time around, the official said, and that adding that tech companies were trying to force out the Islamic State group platform by platform. And over to you, Jody.
Yeah, and again, also in, you know, kind of like sad and not the most positive news, there's an article in CNET this week about the Apple conditions, the conditions of people who work in the Apple factories over in China, saying that they believe that there are a lot of human rights violations. it's a rather lengthy article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I guess one has to wonder whether the timing of it a few days before Apple has this major launch may not be somewhat suspicious. But certainly no one would applaud Apple for having human rights violations. And yet, again, it's the timing of the article is rather suspicious, in my humble opinion. And that's the news.
All right.
Great stories and great reading, Jody and Jennifer. Well done.
Thank you. No, I was just saying gratuitously. Now I can say it. Just
now
fine.
You can say it. Yes, that's very funny.
All the rest of the show.
That's the word of. That's going to be the word of the month. Gratuitously.
Yeah. Let's go to Andrew first. What's your view on them stories, mate?
Look, great to see Foxtel coming to the market a little bit more cost effectively. They certainly have some competition with Netflix coming soon, and
yep.
You know it's going to be really interesting how they go. I think it's great that they're bringing their pricing back.
Yep.
And, you know, the iWatch, I've got a funny feeling that that just might be a fully engaging product. Like, I'm talking sort of, you know, having things like FaceTime on the iWatch and stuff like that.
Ooh,
so that
nice.
May actually be the lead Jetsons. Story on TechCrunch.
Well, how big will the screen be, though, on the watch?
As big as it needs to be.
Okay.
Naked celebrity phone... You know, phone hacking thing. That's a really scary one because that's all cloud, you know, passwords and really crazy. But I think from what I've seen, you know, I've seen a few of the photos in articles and things like that. There's nothing that's too over the top. So I hate to say it, but it could actually be beneficial for a few of the people who've been hacked because there's a thing that anytime someone's talking about you is good. You know, there's no such thing as bad news, and the photos that I've seen with the faces and things cropped out in articles, they haven't been bad photos. So it's, you know, it's not a good thing. Hopefully people will start really seriously looking at two-factor authentication, and if you don't have that for your devices at the moment, you really need to, unless there's, you know, you're happy for anyone to play around with that. And obviously with Google and the big companies taking away the distribution of the ISIS gruesome event, I'm all for that. You know, I'm not a big fan of people filtering the news, but when it's news like that that has one meaning and that's to stir trouble and you know, cause a ruckus, then yeah, all for it. So interesting.
So Andrew, did you catch any other Foxtel news at all about the IQ3 or anything like that?
Not a lot. I did see a couple of blogs on bradsblog.org this week about Foxtel. So I read a few of them. And yeah, as you know, Brad, the IQ3 is coming really soon.
Yeah, November.
I believe has a number of better abilities for being able to record multiple shows.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Like that. So it's a great device. And I think it's really going to push us ahead. You know, we've got big competitors overseas.
Yeah, well, I won't be living fucking anytime soon, man, and this new box is going to be great.
Yeah, no, they do a great service, and you know, I'm with any company who strives for innovation, you know, year on year. So yeah, it's a good thing. But
What do you think about the prices? The pricing, would that make you go to Foxtel, or is that still too dear for you?
It's probably, to be honest, the pricing is pretty good. I mean, if you can get the basic for $25 and add sport for $20 and movies for $20, that's pretty
good,
a third
isn't it?
At least off their existing pricing. So that's pretty aggressive.
But there's one catch though.
What's that, Brad?
12 months contract.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is it?
That's fair.
That's fair
for
enough.
That
sort
of pricing adjustment, I think that's more than fair. And
yep.
Just quickly, another news item that we didn't get a hold of. Elon Musk's Tesla car company this week announced that they will be putting together a multi-billion-dollar gigawatt battery factory in Reno.
Oh, wow.
So that's great, keeping that localized in the US. We chatted about that this week, Jennifer, on your radio show, Get Nerdy With It. But yeah,
Andrew
really
says radio show, not podcast.
Pardon, sorry?
Andrew says radio show, not podcast.
Yeah, radio show sounds bigger and really
yeah,
important.
It does.
Yeah. Sounds more important.
Yeah, it does. I think that's cool.
Exactly. So, yeah, so they're my sort of thoughts.
Love it. What about you, Christina? Do you have any views on them stories?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that you just mentioned the Tesla factory, and here in Arizona, you know, we were pretty sad that we weren't selected as the home. You know, obviously, I heard that there was some issues with Arizona's image. You know, yes, we do still have some image issues here in Arizona, but when you mentioned Tesla, I'm really disappointed that we weren't able to bring to offer what was needed to bring Tesla to Arizona. That was quite disappointing. As far as the video, the gruesome video that ISIS had put out there, you know, I'm so glad that I didn't see that. And you know, many of my friends in media saw the first one with Mr. Foley. And when I heard about the second one, which, you know, this is unbelievable that 2 weeks later there, you know, has been another American journalist beheaded by these gruesome terrorists. And I'm just glad that they were able to stop that video from going viral, because you cannot unsee something. And I don't think there's any need to see that.
All right. Good. Good stuff. Good stuff. What about you, Jody?
Well, I have to agree with Christina. I don't think there's any reason anybody would need to see that kind of a video. And it's kind of a shame that anybody would even post it. I never even looked for it. Maybe I'm just weird, but I really didn't want to see it. Just as I didn't want to see, there was a incident here in the States where a girl, a 9-year-old girl in Arizona was from New Jersey, was being taught how to shoot an Uzi by the instructor, and there was a very, very unfortunate mishap. And I know that the video was available, but again, they at least cut it off on the news when they reported it. I'm sure it was probably around somewhere, but there's always going to be people who go after these kinds of horrific events. Also, like when Diana was killed in the car crash, pictures showed up all over that purported to be Princess Diana. Mm. Whether they were not, I have no idea. But for some reason, I guess there's like a really dark element that looks for this kind of stuff. But and it's a shame.
I think it's that same, if I may just interject, I think it's that same element that when you're driving and you see an accident, some people can't turn away from it, you know, when I see an accident, I don't want to see the accident. I don't want to see people hurt, but some people really can't turn away from that.
And it's interesting. If you ask 10 people, you know, would you want to watch that? 9 out of 10 would say no. But then presented with the option or doing the Google search, probably 3 or 4 of them would actually do it. So it's interesting what people say versus what they do, as you were saying, Christina, with, you know, people rubbernecking, we call it here, to see what's happened at the accident scene that slows down the traffic. I don't want to see that. Like, with both of these beheadings that happened, I saw enough from the photo on the front of the paper with a guy on his knees. I don't need to see any more than that. I know what happened. I read what happened. That's good enough. You know, I don't need that vision that I can't unsee, Christina, as you put. And it's just interesting. It's like if you ask somebody when they turn on their computer, what news site do they go to? They're all going to say, oh, I go to ABC News. You know, I want to hear about what's happening over on the Gaza Strip and hear about the, you know, the uprising in Ferguson. But that's crap. What they actually do is they go to TMZ and they have a look at what the Kardashians are doing. I mean, that's what the numbers say. So we all have this perception of what we want people to think of how we are and what we do. But then at the end of the day, we end up eating potato chips anyway.
Right. I think it's interesting that you mentioned that. I'm actually I'm joining your show from the Westin Kierland in Scottsdale, where I was just doing red carpet interviews for the launch of Wake Up America, and Dr. Ben Carson was here speaking. And the consistent thread that everyone kept saying is, you know, what is it going to take for America to wake up? And I would take that one step further. And, you know, globally, what does it take for people to wake up and realize what's going on?
Okay. All right, Steve, what about you? What's your view on all this, mate?
A couple of things here. The celebrity photos being leaked out, of course, they associate with the iCloud, which it very well could be some of it. I think it wasn't necessarily hacked. I think most of these people weren't very knowledgeable. There's probably a few out there. And I believe this happened over a long period of time. And some things, when you're a celebrity, you're going to have your picture everywhere. You're going to have you can go to your Wikipedia page and you can see your bio stats right there. And so often these people use social networking and social engineering to get these logins. So they really need to celebrities need to think more about security. You need to use two-step authorization in iCloud, which probably many don't. They just use the basic security words like, you know, what is my mother's maiden name, which they can easily find on the internet. So they need to think about things like that. And another thing with the working conditions in China, I think too many people associate this with Apple. And I think even as Jody worded it, Apple's working violations, you got to understand too that these are not Apple employees, but these are third-party hardware vendors that are not employees of Apple. And this is also like located in a different country, different customs and governments. So I think sometimes we hold these hardware companies hostage sometimes, and they expect them to, you know, crack down on this, which I do understand. But on the other flip side too is that some of these companies can only do so much, because it's ultimately the Chinese government that really has to change this in the long run.
All right, good answer, Steve. Are you looking forward to the Apple event on Tuesday, mate?
Yeah, of course. Anything new with including Apple? Actually, I missed the Samsung one they recently had, so I had to jump on that real quick.
Did you get your Nexus 7 replaced, or how'd you go with that?
I've been really busy the last couple of days, so I haven't had a chance to yet. But yeah,
okay. All right, good stuff. And just going back to the IQ 3 at all, and you probably didn't know this, mate. It's got four tuners, built-in free air tuner, and all that sort of fun stuff. He doesn't care. Okay.
No, I do care. I was on mute. Sorry, that was my bad. Yeah, it's it'd be good to get a hold of one of those IQ3 boxes. I think, Brad, you're gonna be hopefully getting one.
I'm getting one. It's got four tuners. It's got suggestions, that sort of thing. Really nice menu and
four tuners. So that basically means I can watch something and record three things.
Exactly.
The only problem with four tuners is that means that if I record, you know, four things and they're 1 hour shows, I need to find 4 hours to go and watch them.
Well, you can actually, there's all new features coming into the IQ3, so you can actually do that.
So is there a function that watches something for me and just delivers it into my brain what it was?
Yes, it can do that.
Awesome.
It can do that. I will be getting one from Foxtel to get and stuff, and it'll be good. Can't wait. Also, they've added in box set too, Andrew, for Foxtel box set.
Yeah, I did see that, Brad. That's where you can basically choose to see a full series of a show.
In HD. I think
I've got about 8 shows to start with 4 or 5 seasons for each show. So it's sort of really grappling with the TiVo platform, which is
definitely. That's what I wanted to see with this with Fox. I'll go with TiVo because I want to, I miss TiVo and stuff. And
yeah, look, I think they're adding a lot of things, and it'd be really good to see how they perform and further to see how Foxtel actually work through that, through the numbers, see if they drop anything.
I'm sure they will get more people to sign up, man. I'm sure they will, because it's cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cheaper and stuff, and
exactly.
And I'm sure you'll be one of them.
Maybe, Brad. You've been on the wagon for a while. I don't mind the Fox.
I know. You can't force people to buy it. You can't.
Exactly.
I like it. I enjoy it. I get my money's worth it. So exactly. But okay. Well, let's go to the interview now. Andrew, and chat with Christina.
Yeah. So we have Christina Wagner on today from the No Limits Radio Show. I really love that name.
Yes,
No Limits Radio Show. That's pretty ballsy and upfront. You got something to say, come on here, we'll talk about it. So, tell us a little bit about the show, Christina, what you guys talk about and the name, where that comes from, what it means, per se.
Sure. Well, the show really, it came about because I
felt like there were certain conversations that we're told that we're not supposed to have. You know, they always say, you know, don't talk about, in polite society, you don't talk about sex, politics, or religion. And it seems like those conversations are the ones that we most need to be having, but just having them in a way that we don't have to be, you know, of the same mindset with any of those topics, but let's just hear what the other person has to say. And we've done it all. I mean, we've talked about sex, we've talked about politics, we've talked about religion. My co-host, it's two women, two views, and people have said that it's entirely too much for the dial. It's all internet based. People listen to the show, and we also have we're on a Google Hangout, so people can watch the show. And my co-host and I do not always agree, but at the end of the conversation, you know, we both appreciate each other's position. We don't always agree with our guests that we have in, but again, you know, having that conversation in a respectful, civil manner. So that was kind of how No Limits Radio Show came about, and we're going on a year and a half, and just having a ball. I love it.
That's interesting. I mean, as you said, there's no limits. You know, nothing's taboo, nothing's off topic. And I think we have so much access to information these days. We've got so much choice through the internet that we really do want to watch things that are sometimes challenging, that are sometimes confronting, but usually quite constructive, you know, in the measured way that, you know, you get things out there. And I think if I've got an hour to watch a radio show or to do something, I don't want to hear someone, you know, from the left interview someone from the left and, you know, a nice bowl of roses in the background. That's not going to grab my attention. I want someone to actually go in and delve into a topic and not worry about whether they're going to get, you know, in trouble or someone's going to write a letter in or something like that, because that's, you know, we want those sorts of hardened opinions.
Well, and I have to say, one of the most interesting, there have been two shows that really stand out as the, in my mind, that really epitomized what we're trying to do here. One was the show where we talked about politics, and I had a Republican and a Democrat on the show. And as a Republican myself, I really wanted to have this, you know, unbiased conversation. And what was amazing is that these two gentlemen agreed on more things than they realized. And just because of the way we were having this conversation, it was amazing. Talk about religion. We've had that conversation. And it's interesting because when you set up the conversation with opposing viewpoints and let them know, you know, we're just going to hear where the other person is coming from, it really sets the tone. And I was amazed by how these different views were able to hear where the other person was coming from.
Yeah,
much of that's hard to do, though. I mean, because usually when you're talking, especially politicians, you know, usually they're kind of firm on one side or the other, like if you're Republican and Democrat. But so it's actually surprising and great that, you know, instead of arguing and, you know, being set on one issue, you can still agree on some things on others. So I think that's great.
I think that's a sign.
Well, and I have to say,
I think that's a sign of a good interviewer.
Well, thank you. I think the thing that really makes the show unique is my co-host, Michelle. You know, we had a few weeks ago, we had Vernon Parker on, and I wanted to give, this is a local candidate who, in my opinion, had kind of gotten the short end of the stick in a local media, a local newspaper. And I know the man, I know that he's a good guy, and I wanted to give him an opportunity to come on and tell his side of it. Well, my co-host, she doesn't like politics at all. And we start off the interview, and she tells him, you know, I think all politicians are full of a bunch of crap. And I just thought, oh my gosh. But he was great. He was like, well, you know what? Yeah, a lot of them are. And we proceeded to have just this great conversation.
And that does sound like you have a wonderful forum in order to openly discuss topics. And it's kind of a safe place for people to just really, you know, each share their point of view and get it all out there. And, you know, the one thing that I am so intrigued by what you do, because I'm always about, personally, I'm all about whistleblower stuff. And I love hearing the truth and not following what mainstream media tells me to listen to. And, you know, you should, you know, watch this because this is what's on the news and you should believe this and that. I don't even watch it. I just, you know, because I just refuse just to blindly accept what others tell me to accept. And I really love what you're doing. And I'm curious, what was Wake Up America? That's just kind of a wake-up call for Americans to discuss the truth? Or what's that all about?
Sure. Wake Up America is a media outlet that's launching a webathon here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And they mm-hmm. invited Dr. Ben Carson to come to the event. He was the keynote speaker. And quite honestly, Dr. Ben Carson was the reason that I wanted to come here. I wanted to get a few minutes to talk to him and find out, you know, what he thinks the challenges are. And he's been very outspoken and criticized how President Obama is handling ISIS. And so I wanted the opportunity to hear him speak. Mm-hmm. Wake Up America, anyway, to answer your question. They're a media company, and they're trying to wake up America.
Gotcha.
So, which I guess America needs to be woken up, and they do. We do need to wake up.
I'm not convinced they want to be woken up. I think, the world, the outside world, has a perception of America that, you know, the world news is on the back page of the New York Times kind of thing, which it's probably a lot different these days because we have that access to information through the internet that we probably didn't have a decade ago. But, you know, Wake Up America, it's a difficult challenge because do people actually want to be woken up, or are they happy living, you know, under an umbrella to some extent?
I don't think they want to be woken up. And I think that the really sad thing is that it's going to take something huge to get, you know, the average American to turn their TV off and to realize what's going on around them. And maybe part of it is it's a little bit overwhelming. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of voters have, you know, have not been coming out to vote. It's overwhelming. How do you pick one politician over the other one? How do you know what they're really about and what they stand for? It's just easier to watch America's Got Talent.
You know, yeah, I think it is. There's a lot of fluff on TV, and it's just kind of, you know, I guess muting everyone, right? And just kind of putting us all in this comatose type of state, or this, I don't know, this follower lemming type of just, I can't even think of the right terminology to use, but yeah, just basically not thinking for ourselves and just kind of complacency, right? So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think one of the keys is about questioning everything. You know, you had mentioned that, you know, you don't like going with the flow and you don't like going with what you're told and you like to question everything. And I think that is brilliant. And I think, you know, that's one of the things with our children. I've got two teenagers and I've taught them to question everything. Question
Wonderful.
Authority, question your teachers. Yes. And I got to tell you, with teenagers, that is not an easy thing to do. but I encourage people, if you've got kids, encourage them to question everything and don't take just the news. I've got two apps that I get my news from, and it's through the AP and BBC News, which I like because with that, I get two different views on the stories. And then I get to start digging a little bit deeper into what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So AP and BBC.
Yep.
Well, I think you have to really get your sources from multiple places. Just don't rely on one or the other. And often, you know, sometimes on some topics I notice I'll believe one thing and I'm like, well, let me just find out for myself. And then I really dig deep and I'm like, wait a minute, this it's not quite like what it seems. And then after I did that, then I, you know, each time I do it, that's what I do. I always make sure I do is, you know, three or four or five different sources to find out what's real, what's not, what to believe maybe. And sometimes you may not get the entire truth, but you'll get something that's close enough, I guess.
And do you find that you stop digging when something resonates with your gut? You know, you get that gut feeling. When you first hear the story, you think, I think there's something more to it. And you dig a little bit and you dig a little bit more. And then when you get to that answer that you feel right with, doesn't it often come from your gut?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. But it, okay. it takes to be sure, yeah.
I mean, usually it's, I don't know if that was your gut has me. That first opinion, like you know what it is, and then you spend the next, you know, 2 hours trying to convince yourself otherwise.
Sure.
And I'm also not sure we want to know what's coming from Steve's gut. But that's a whole different conversation.
Okay, funny, Jody.
Yeah, so, Christina, funny. Is there any particular, I guess, interview or show you've done where you've having such an open discussion where you've just been so frustrated or completely and utterly disagreed with someone that you've wanted to mute the microphone and scream?
Actually, yeah, that was actually a conversation that my co-host and I had where we were talking about guns and – well, not guns, but gun control. And we really got into a discussion, and more specifically, we were talking about some of the situations that are going on school campuses where you have people that are going in and terrorizing kids and shooting up kids. I mean, it's just, when I was in high school, I never thought about what would I do if somebody came in with an assault rifle. You know, I didn't have that thought process. But they're doing those drills in schools. You know, I've wow. got two teenagers, and they regularly do those drills about what you're going to do when there's a lockdown drill. My older daughter has told me so many times that she constantly thinks about how can I get to my brother if something like that happens. And I just, this is crazy. Wow. And so we were having a discussion about this. And I said, I would be all for having police officers, having our schools locked down so that you have to go through right now the schools, you can pretty much just walk right in. The schools should be more secure. It's sad that it's come to that, but that's the world that we're living in. And I would be all for that. So
our schools here in New Jersey are locked. Sorry? You can't get into school here. I mean, you have to actually sign in at an office. You can't get in. And some of them actually in the cities have detectors where the students have to go through security in order to get into school. So the fact that you don't have it is really kind of surprising to me.
Especially
in Arizona.
Does that reduce incidents, Jody? Has that shown to reduce any incidents?
It's actually just kind of a standard precaution in public schools. It's just a matter of course. When the events happened on September 11th of 2001, I wound up leaving work and going to the school to pick my kids up. And you had to go in through a locked door, get into the office, and then you had to sign your child out. It wasn't there. The schools are always locked here. Always. You can't.
That was in 2001.
Yep.
Wow. I know.
That's why I'm surprised that they're not locked here.
Yeah, that's not the case here in Arizona, from elementary, junior high to high school level.
Wow, culturally, that's crazy that it's so different.
Well,
I'm surprised that we don't have more police officers on campus, or even to have, you know, No Limits Radio Show is part of the Vets on Media Network, which is an all veteran network. It was started by two veterans, and you know, I hear so many, we come in contact with so many veterans that would gladly donate their time to, you know, be there to protect students. So I don't know what it'll take.
And, you know, I have to also interject this because it just amazes me how you hear so many things about, the situation, like in Sandy Hook, where the young man went into the school and horribly killed a whole school of students. They were totally unarmed, didn't have any way to protect themselves. And yet within the last month, there was an incident in Philadelphia in a hospital where a mental patient had a gun and was going to kill. In fact, I think he killed one of the aides, and the psychiatrist who was involved had a gun, took the guy out. You don't hear about that. And you hear about how awful guns are. And the dilemma is that people are afraid of guns, but the reality is that the people who get the guns are getting them with permits. They're the ones who've gone through a legal process. And the only thing we do by taking these guns away, and I'm sorry if I'm like taking this over, but the only thing we're doing by taking guns away from people who go through the legal process is arming those who are going to go through an illegal process. Because if they're intent on getting a gun, they're going to get a gun. So now we have people who are going to get guns and they're not following the law, obviously.
But conversely, from the other side of the argument.
I was just going to say, that's not theory. That's not theory. That's proven. We know in Chicago has the strictest gun laws. And look at the things that are taking place in Chicago.
Conversely, removing guns is not the solution. Conversely, from the other side of the argument, the Sandy Hook, the guns that were used in that case were actually, if I recall, the shooter's mother's guns, which were in a locked cabinet. So they were actually secure guns that were accessed, illegally, you could say, by her son. So it's, and this is the challenge, you know, there's no right, wrong, left, right. It's such a random sort of mix of the way that people do this. And as you were just touching on, Christina, Chicago has really strict laws. That doesn't stop people bringing guns and driving them over the border, whatever you need to do. And then the bad guys have got the guns and the good guys don't. So, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Chris, I didn't mean to cut into you. Go ahead.
To talk about the fact that he was using his, like in Sandy Hook, he got a hold of his mom's guns. They don't talk about the fact that what it was really about is the mental health issues, because that doesn't fit the agenda of the people that are out there saying guns are bad. That was all I was going to say.
Okay, cool. Okay, Christina, tell us about what sort of equipment you use for your radio show and what you record and how often do you do hangouts? Because I've actually seen you do a hangout before a while back.
Sure. We do the show every Saturday from 9:30 to 11. And, it's so funny. I knew that you were going to ask me about the technology. And Sam is my broadcaster. And she said, they should have me on the show.
Well, sure. Get her on. Let her come on. Where is she now?
Well, unfortunately, she's not here with me now. She was my videographer, but she's gone. But she's the one that, you know, handles the technology.
Okay.
We have one web camera that's in the studio. We broadcast out of a studio in North Scottsdale. And I know that we're on iTunes, and I know that we are on my radio stream. People can listen, and they can watch the show, which, you know, if you can watch – People love to watch.
Yeah, watch is good. I love watching. Watching is it's good to see the people. Good.
Of course, everybody likes to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. How long have you been doing the radio show for?
I've been doing this radio show for a year and a half. Prior to that, I was doing a show that was called Social Views, and it was all about talking about social media. I would have different businesses that would come on, and we'd talk about the social media tools that they've used, how it worked for them. And the show prior to that was Voice of the Valley. And that was all about, you know, talking about the good news and the good things that were happening here in the Valley. So nice. No Limits Radio has been an evolution.
Good stuff. So have you been on many podcasts before, Christina?
This is the first podcast that I've ever been on. Wow. So thank you.
I'm sure we've had you on before, I think. This is... I'm not sure.
We were on a hangout.
In a podcast? Or?
No, it was a Google Plus hangout.
Okay. All right, good stuff. And where can they get hold of you on stuff if they want to ask you any more questions, Christina?
Sure. I've got two websites. No Limits Radio Show is all about the show. And then some of the fun interviews that I've done with different celebrities, that can be found at Christina D. Wagner.
Okay. Cool. And what celebrities have you interviewed?
Every year we have an event here called Celebrity Fight Night, and that's Muhammad Ali's event where they're doing fundraising to put an end to Parkinson's disease. And I've had the opportunity to interview Tom Hanks.
Oh wow!
Who was he was so much fun. Sports celebrities. TV celebrities, movie celebrities, you name it. Wow. It's just, it's a great event right here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Who's your favorite TV guest you've interviewed? Sorry, Andrew, I didn't mean to cut in, but I'm interested about this TV stuff. Favorite guest on that you've interviewed?
Well, Tom Hanks was great. I loved how, as he was walking towards me, there was this little voice in my brain going, oh my God, that's Tom Hanks. Oh my gosh. You know, I kind of panicked. But then the minute that he got in front of me, he's so easy to talk to and so approachable. It was phenomenal. I also really enjoyed interviewing Jordan Sparks. I got a kick out of interviewing. There were some sports celebrities there, like Larry Fitzgerald was there, and I enjoyed talking to him. I'm going to enjoy when I did that celebrity fight night, I knew nothing about sports. And so I'm really going to enjoy going back in 2015 and doing it, because now I've got my own fantasy football league.
Nice.
And I'm in a football pool. So now I know a little bit about football. So I'm excited to go back.
Definitely. Yeah, I've been watching a bit of football, USA football on ESPN. It's a really good game. Good sport.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. Andrew, have you seen that game before?
Sport? The NFL. Yeah. Probably a Bears fan.
Yay, Bears.
yeah, I've got a friend who's a big Chicago Bears fan, so he gets across. And yeah, it's I do like NFL. I mean, if there was anything I said that I don't like about it, it's probably that when you actually slow down how much play there is, I think there's like 10 minutes play in a 2-hour sort of segment. So there's so much sort of stop, start. But yeah. It is a really, I guess, precise kind of game. I was just going to ask before, Christina, you interview so many celebrities and things. Tom Hanks, obviously, is a great one. Have you ever interviewed celebrities, you know, if you don't want to mention names, but who are just complete, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, just sort of a bit up themselves or really hard to deal with, or, you know, haven't, you know, an ego and so forth?
That's a great question. And I won't mention this celebrity's name. But there was one celebrity who I've interviewed him twice. First time he was great. Second time I interviewed him, I actually have a tattoo, and the gown that I was wearing showed the tattoo. And I don't think that tattoos are bad. And I could not believe the look he gave me and the comment that he made about my tattoo, which it's a beautiful tattoo and I get compliments on it all the time, but it just showed what an old snob you are. So it just, yeah, that would be the only one that I was not impressed.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It sounds great. Christina. So what are you up to next then? In the future of radio?
You know, I don't know. I'm always looking to explore different topics. And tomorrow I've got a young musician who is somebody that I'm really impressed with, this singer. Her name's Celine Durney. And I've watched her for the last 4 years, and she's really growing into quite a mature artist in her own right. And I'm going to have her on the show tomorrow. And then I also have a woman who is doing a local event here that's all about it's the Wild Boomer event. And that's about, you know, women that are over 40 coming together. So she's going to be on the show. Every show starts off with Michelle and I kind of dishing on the what we call the WWW, which is the news stories, the wild, the wonderful, and the weird. So that's
cool.
That's how our show opens.
You should get Jody and Jennifer onto your show one day.
I thought they were I love the way you guys do the news. That was great.
There you go.
Oh, you're too sweet. You're sweet, Christina. Hey, Christina, I have a question for you. Have you had any, you know, you do talk freely on the show. Have you gotten a lot of complaints from people that just maybe really disagree with a topic, or maybe they were upset that you were talking about a certain topic? Have you gotten any notices like, do not talk about this anymore, or something like that?
We haven't, for that show, we haven't. Michelle and I started doing another show that is called Chicks Making Bacon. And mm-hmm. that is Michelle, my good friend Angel Marie, and I come together and we do this show. None of us can cook. It's kind of a Lucille Ball cluster of a cooking show. It's definitely not a cooking show that you're going to learn anything from. And we actually got some people that said, you know, that criticized us for making bacon and went on to, you know, criticize us on how bacon, how pigs are cared for. And so that's the only time that I've really gotten any criticism.
Okay.
And I just don't care.
That's not, that's not bad. That's not bad. Only one time, really, you know, out of all these times. So that's awesome. That's good.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, Jody, any more questions before we need to wrap up?
Not if we need to wrap up.
Steve, do you have any more questions, Steve?
To connecting with you.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, Christina, yeah.
Thank you. It's so good to connect. Best place for people to connect with me personally would be on Facebook, facebook.com/Christina D. Wagner is a great place to connect.
Okay, cool.
I will send you a friend request.
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. And I applaud what you're doing. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I so appreciate being a guest on this show. Thank you so much
for
the invitation, and thank you for being so kind, all of you. Thank you.
No problem. And really loved having you on, and it's fantastic having, I mean, you said at the start, oh, hang on, maybe this show isn't for me, but we really love having, you know, different people and a rounded sort of, I guess, audience who listens to the show. So yeah. It's fantastic having someone who's got a really open radio show, not podcast.
Yeah, but definitely. You know, as you said, Andrew, about the guest, mate, we don't have to have everything tech every week, do we? You know, it can be very different each week.
Well, thank you. Thank you for making me feel so welcome.
No problem, Christina. Really come back on any time if you want to. If you've got a spare couple of minutes, come on and chat and stuff and that
awesome.
Sort of thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Bing. I appreciate your time. Steve, final view of the show and wrap up. And what's your prediction for the Apple event on Tuesday, mate? Let's see if you get it right on.
I really like this show because.
On the next show.
Because with her being on here, we actually talked about the topics that she would discuss on her show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like we're asking her questions. It's actually participating how she would, you know, talk about the topics. So it's why I like the show so much. So I'm glad she was on here.
Okay.
As far as the Apple keynote coming up, yeah, I'm going to be definitely watching it. It's going to be about like noon time for me, so I'm going to watch. It's probably going to be an hour or two, and we're going to see any new products maybe coming out.
What's your prediction? But so far, let's get it right for the coming back on next week's show and see if it's right or not. What do you think it'll announce?
We're going to see a new iPhone 6, probably two different sizes, possibly an iWatch.
Yep.
I think coming out with a new payment system. Could be with NFC. We'll see.
Yep.
A few minor software things, maybe.
Yep, I agree. Hopefully, Apple TV will get an update, and also iOS 8 and stuff. That's good stuff. And the Apple store app just got an update the other day, so that's got a whole new design, which is pretty cool. Jody, what about you? What's your final view of the show, and what's your prediction of the Apple keynote thing?
Okay, first of all, love the show. Always love the dialogue with everybody. Great guest, Christina. Thank you so much. With regard to Apple, I will be poised in front of my Mac.
Well, maybe you should. Yeah, you've got an Apple TV, right?
I have an Apple TV. I have 2-3 MacBook Pros. I've got iPad Air.
Damn.
I've got the 5S. I think I've got.
You're a fully converted fan.
Well, she's an Apple fan girl.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Anything else you have there, Jody? Any other Apple stuff?
I probably forgot a few. I don't know, but. I definitely need more. So.
Yeah, definitely.
It's an addiction.
It's always good to get Apple stuff in your house. you can get me on Twitter at Brad Tech Webcast. Jennifer, what about you?
I thought the show was fantastic. And as far as the Apple keynote on the 9th, of course, I predict pretty much what everyone else predicts, right? An iPhone 6, hopefully two sizes, the new iPad Air. And iOS 8. I'd like to see Yosemite roll out as well for the Mac.
That'd be good.
So, yep, I think that'd be fantastic. The iWatch announcement also. And so we'll see. You know, I'm excited. Mm. Yeah.
What about the iOS 8, Jennifer?
iOS 8 too, of course. Yeah.
Do you reckon that will come out? That will come out the same day, or probably announce
a
date?
No doubt. I think it will come out probably that day. But I don't know.
I don't think it has happened before. Probably they'll probably announce a date. I reckon the 17th. I heard something about the 17th.
The 17th?
Mm.
Okay. So maybe they'll probably release it the day that the phone is sold.
Yeah, true. Yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good point. Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. It's always good to have you on, Jennifer. And do you want to mention your guest you had on the other day?
Oh, gosh. So we did a show last night, but the show will be available tomorrow because I have taken my time with editing it.
Yep.
And we had Mr. Andrew Cunningham on as a guest. And okay. We talked all about Rewind.
Nice.
And Zarfo.
So what sort of question did you ask him?
How he is so awesome in making and his team and what Rewind was about, what Rewind is and how Zarfo's doing and yep. and the adoption and all that fun stuff.
Can't wait to hear it. And I also can't wait. I
very, very much appreciate the kind words.
You're welcome.
Hang on, Andrew, just one sec. Sorry. I also can't wait for the that startup show episode 2, Andrew, to come out too, mate.
Yes, that should be out very soon, actually. Mm. So,
what's the ETA on that, mate? Do you know?
Taking a look at that. I'm not sure. They usually say it's sort of somewhere between a week to 2 weeks afterwards.
Okay.
Until they finish editing and putting that together.
We never edit on this podcast. Andrew, what's your final view on this show, mate, and your prediction for the Apple event?
Yeah, it's been a great show. It's always good to get someone in who is, you know, a little bit different to what we're used to on the show. So it's fantastic to broaden
definitely.
Horizons like that.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to the Apple event. As I sort of touched on, I get the feeling that the iWatch will actually be the one that we're all talking about the next day.
Well, don't get your hopes up.
No, but, you know, that's my general thoughts.
Mm.
And either way, I think it's going to be great. We've heard a lot of the techs say that this is the best roadmap they've had for 20 years.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's probably a good time to buy shares in that aspect.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's been great to be on. And thanks again, Jen, for interviewing me on your show yesterday. And, it's been a busy week. We actually had, on 2 days of this week, we had more Rewinds. Downloads for the Rewind app, RWND, than we've had since we started Zarfo.
Wow.
That's individually for 2 separate days this
week. Damn. So you must be on a hit then, Andrew, with the Rewind app then?
Yes and no. I mean, it sort of moves around a little bit in how we're doing with numbers and things, but we're learning a whole lot about what's good and what's bad with the app and trying to put stuff in into the app
what
as
is that
quickly
noise?
As we can. So we're getting there.
Is that the baby?
That is a squeaky baby in the background, yes.
Wow.
So, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can do so on Facebook and Twitter as Cunning Drew.
Yep.
Or on the Rewind app, that's RWND or Zarfo.
Okay, and you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz on Tech Webcast. Does Miles want to send in before we go, Andrew, at all? Or? That's not a good answer.
I guess not.
Guess not, no. Okay, all right, thanks for being on, guys. And thanks to Christina and Steve and... Jody, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech webcast, ha, ha. Tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!